Now it's time for 300 Villages, AK's weekly trip around the state. This week's village is a magnet for artists, kayakers, photographers, and visitors to the state, not to mention fishermen. If you guessed Homer on the Kenai Peninsula, you're right.
Monty Davis, Executive Director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, Homer, Alaska. Homer is unquestionably an artsy community. It is unquestionably quirky. It is a wonderful combination of Alaska village, in that we still have a huge marine trade. Commercial fishing is a huge part of our economy, and yet because we're on the road system, because we're easily accessible, we do see a lot of visitors from Alaska and from the lower 48 and the rest of the world. The Homer Spit is the second longest spit in the world. The spit is a natural geologic phenomenon, I think is maybe the word. At least it is here. The wonderful part about the Homer Spit is that it's been there long enough and it's wide enough that we actually can have commerce on it. It is where our Homer Port and Harbor is located, which is really the economic engine of our community. There are, in the summertime, it is almost carnival-like, the atmosphere out there. There are tons of businesses from ice cream parlors, coffee shops, art galleries, individual artists selling their wares. The Homer Spit, the neatest part about it is it gets you so far out into the bay, it feels like you can almost reach across the bay to the beautiful mountains that are on the other side of it. We can see four glaciers from the spit itself, five actually along Kachemak Bay, so it's unbelievably spectacular. Kachemak Bay, unbelievably beautiful Kachemak Bay. It takes my breath away literally on a daily basis, the amazing place that we get to live. One of the things that we're working on right now is a brand new Kachemak Bay water trail. And it will be a trail that starts on the spit, goes all the way up and around the end of Kachemak Bay and around to Seldovia, approximately 227 miles of marked water trail, so people can kayak any portion of it. They can take a motorboat on any portion of it, a sailboat. We're just trying to make all of these, this entire area accessible. So I personally like to think of Homer as the ecotourism capital of Alaska. There is so much more to do here than just fishing. We have amazing hiking, lots of marked trails throughout the town. The Wind Nature Center up on top of Diamond Ridge is absolutely spectacular. We have an amazing amount of groomed cross-country ski trails and absolutely, especially this year, amazing snow.
That was Monty Davis, director of Homer's Chamber of Commerce. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. We had help this week from Ellen Lockyer and Annie Fight. Tune into AK next week when we'll take a look at more unique stories of life in Alaska. I'm Josh Edge.